Welcome back, guys. DGS 430. Dave Murray joins us from Fox 2. What's up, Dave?
Hi there.
Whew.
I know.
Right?
96 Saturday, 96 Sunday, and we'll probably be 96 today.
You never want to be mentioned on national weather.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
They're never going to say, like, wow, I'd like to be in St. Louis today, 73 and sunny.
No, that's never going to happen.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we got a lot of mentions yesterday.
What was the
Saturday
heat index, Dave?
You know what? It hasn't been super extreme. The humidity is up there, no question. It's been kind of at the heat of the day, which is like right now. 105.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing.
None.
That's nothing.
No walking to park.
No big deal.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I always thought of the heat of the day, like when I was a kid, being like noon. And then I was like, no, it's probably 3. I never thought of it as being 4:30 or 5 p.m. By then,
it depends on the season.
Yeah.
Depends on the time.
For the love of God.
Yeah, the sun doesn't go down until 8:30.
Who doesn't know that? Mark's like, yes, stupid.
Come on.
Tell you this, on days like this weekend, the sun can't go down fast enough.
I agree.
Yeah.
At 8 p.m., you're like, for the love.
There have been times where I've gone outside at like 9:15, and I swear the sun is still
there's still like light
out. Yep. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Still 90 degrees. I was driving home Saturday night at 9:45, and it was still 90 degrees.
Yep.
That's insane.
I was out cooking on the grill yesterday about 6 o'clock, and I'm thinking, why am I doing this?
Yeah, this Father's Day, why are you doing that?
Dave, didn't you say that what kills your grass isn't the noonday sun, it's that it doesn't cool down at night?
Well, that's the problem all the way along. It's the bigger effect. You know, that will hurt the grass, no question, because it gets stressed. It doesn't get a chance to cool off. But the bigger concern with these overnight temperatures, which are 78, 79, 80 degrees, is that the city and the surrounding area is built of a lot of brick homes. And they just fry at night. They're just like pizza ovens at night because they don't cool. You don't cool off at all, unless you sit by the side of the road and try to get a little breeze from the car going by.
Man, he's hitting everybody.
Wait a minute! I didn't do the first one. Mark did that.
We actually had. Did you see somebody sent something in where it's in a foreign country, and they're using wind turbines in the middle of traffic, so that when the cars go by, it spins the turbines and produces electricity.
See, you were so close.
I'm right there.
Yep.
I'm
and
right
people
there.
Are laying
cutting
in the
edge.
Ditch.
That's yes,
cutting just like
edge.
Sleeping
it's
on the side.
Just it like sleeping the on the side of the road.
Completely.
The part you didn't get.
So it gets reasonable this week.
It's better. Yeah, the humidity is still going to be high. We're going to see a couple of spot thunderstorms pop tomorrow afternoon. That will help a little bit. We'll be like 2 or 3 degrees cooler tomorrow. Then Wednesday and Thursday, a lot more clouds around and a much better chance of showers and thunderstorms around. So we're looking at high temperatures Wednesday, Thursday, about 85 to 90 degrees. That's not bad. And we need some rain. We really need we need some nice stuff. There's a front coming in from the west, but there's also a little tropical moisture coming up from the Gulf Coast of Texas. And that's what's going to kind of cave in on us Wednesday and Thursday. It's a good deal.
And the weekend, I'm doing an outdoor gig on Saturday. Do you know anything this far ahead?
Let's not go there yet. Because the key will be if these two systems coming at us can dislodge this big old high pressure system, then the weekend might turn out to be okay. Yeah. If they can't do it, then the high's going to build back in.
Yeah. Dave, don't go there.
Just don't go there. Not yet.
It's only Monday.
He gets upset.
Too early.
Yep.
It's only Monday.
Want to do a corner?
Sure. I've got some randoms, a couple of things I don't want to pass
something
along to.
Something new, random.
Yep, randoms. Number one, did you see The Incredibles 2 opened at $180 million? It was the biggest animated film opening in history.
Wow.
$180 million. That made me happy. That made me happier than an R-rated movie making a ton of money. That means probably Father's Day kids are going out with their dads watching a movie. $180 million makes me very, very happy.
Okay.
It makes you very, very happy that movie made that much money.
Yes, exactly. Because it was like, I didn't know.
Gives you hope.
It gives me hope. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't have to be death and destruction and sex. And, you know,
if you're starting out as an actor or a musician, anything in the entertainment creative world, if you don't gear yourself towards children's entertainment, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Absolutely
that's where
true.
All the money is
big
for
money.
Man, when when the kids were small, it didn't matter how crap the movie was. We're seeing it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
There should be three or four kids' movies out a week.
Yeah.
Man, when I was little, I remember going to see Hercules in the theater and thinking it was the coolest thing ever. And then when it got to be on Netflix, I watched it and I'm like, this stinks.
I remember seeing taking Beaner to Aladdin on Ice. And it was pretty cool because at the very end, that was Robin Williams, right? Did the voice, right? They had like 60 of them come out skating at one time. It was awesome. But the part that really I remember is Beaner was 5 or 6 and she wanted a snow cone.
Mm-hmm.
And the snow cone came in an Aladdin plastic thing, $13. And I'm like, God bless America, bring it on.
It's nice.
It is. And she put a spoon in it and it was like a solid snowball. And she flung the whole thing out and went on the floor. But we kept the Aladdin head in the back of the car for what, a week? I call it McDonald's. You got to have the McDonald's prizes and gifts. Mm-hmm. They're gone. They just get spread about. I'm excited and happy for Mexico because they beat Germany in soccer, which is really unheard of. Mexico's goal celebration against Germany quite literally caused a minor earthquake as fans' wild reaction spark seismic activity in the nation's capital.
You buy that, Dave?
Yeah, I could buy that. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
A story out there. Landon Donovan is one of the, he's now retired, but he was the U.S. star for years on the World Cup team. And he was paid to do like this promotion for, hey, Mexico's our other team. Root for Mexico. And all of his fellow teammates are really turning on him.
They should.
And saying, like, dude, they are our number. It's like if the Cardinals didn't make it, and then Ozzie Smith was like, hey, the Cubs are our other home team. So it's really turning ugly.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's not like, hey, buddy, come on. It's like, what the hell are you doing?
And for my final random, they saw Bear and Baldwin.
Well,
yeah.
In Baldwin, right off New Baldwin Road. I had friends that lived Castle Pine out there.
He's the Baldwin Bear.
It's the Baldwin Bear. I mean, that hasn't happened in a...
You should rename it Bearwin.
Bearwin. I mean, that makes me happy. I don't know why.
Really?
I'm kind of happy that
I
there's...
I love the danger that all of those people are in.
Just,
no, and the bear.
Well, and if you're smart enough, you just go up and try and
I realized, prior to this story, I had no idea what our bear situation was in Missouri.
I didn't either. And they're
big.
Tony, you're an outdoorsman.
There are stories about more and more bear sightings in our area than ever before.
Right.
What kind of bear we have?
Is it a black bear?
It's a black bear.
Black bear.
Do you hunt for bear?
I don't think so.
You have to get like a special permit?
I think,
and Dave, weren't they saying that was one point they were almost extinct because you could hunt them.
Mm. Right.
And now they're starting to come back and they're getting hungry and it's been dry.
So someone on Twitter tell me how big can a Missouri black bear get? You know, is it like the big giant ones you see on National Geographic?
No, they're not that big.
They're little guys.
Yeah, they're as far as bears go, they're smaller. They're still big animals,
right?
But they're not.
And they can run a lot faster than you think they can.
And they can climb trees.
Yes, they can.
Do little bears attack?
Sure.
I don't know. Would a little bear or would it try and run away? Usually, the big problem is the mama bear is protecting the baby bears.
Right.
You don't
want
to mess with that. So if you see a mama bear and a couple baby bears.
I don't think it's in very many.
This is so cute.
My porridge is just right. Just stay away.
I see a bear, I'm going the other way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's smart.
What if it's a really cute, small one, though?
Yeah.
If 90% of the time it's going to run from you anyway, it's still a good idea not to.
That 10%.
Like,
don't poke the bear.
Do not poke the bear.
Who's my boy, the chimp that ripped the face off?
Oh.
Travis.
They were cute.
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, last night. Now, Augie's 110 pounds, and he's just all teeth and claws, right?
Yeah.
He's 110 pounds?
He's got some issues. but he's, like, laying flat on his back, and Phoebe's, whole thing. Now, he could kill her.
Sure.
But we know he's not going to.
Yep.
They thought that about Travis, but he ripped a lady's face off.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's just amazing the difference between a dog and a chimp.
Dogs are...
Travis clearly had his sights set on something beyond his position in life. So it doesn't...
Because he wore shirts?
He wore shirts. He was very active in the community.
He slept in the bed with the woman.
Yeah.
Come on. There
he wanted to be human, and he was bitter.
Right.
I'm not surprised that...
I think just sleeping with that woman could have made me rip a face off.
That's, the friend had, seen the, her. Had his favorite toy.
Yeah.
That's right.
She was teasing him. He got mad.
I'm kind of on Travis's side on this one, but no.
Oh, the only way Augie could hurt Phoebe is if he rolled over.
Rolled over him. Get him off me. Yes. That's a happy dog. That is a happy
that
dog.
That is a happy dog.
110 pounds and sits around and.
Yeah.
How about the Blue Jays? Are they still?
They've settled down.
Good.
Good. Good.
I'm not sure what, you know, if mating season's over. And
I saw a video the other day of Blue Jays attacking a dog, and the dog just didn't care.
Yeah.
He just let that roll off his back.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of life, right?
Sure.
Like for a week, Augie couldn't even go outside. And then it was, well, I'll go outside if you go with me. And now he just kind of goes out and he's like, oh, that's whatever. Yeah.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
All right.